June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Wow. Ooh, your favorite little June.
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Thursday, June 20th, 2019, and my name is Adam, and I started that intro a little bit late. I was like, oh crap, it's that time in the music when I should be saying something, and I don't know what date it is, and I have to start it with a date. Oh my goodness. I have to start it with a date. And yeah. So here we are once again. So I'm, gosh, that microphone is so, I don't know. It's so squeaky. Squeaky microphone. All right. Well, how is everybody? I hope you're all doing well. I am doing fine. I'm a little bit, I'm a little bit at my wit's end here. I'm trying to get ready for the Pride 48 thing. And I know I talked a lot about that yesterday. But I am still, like, I recorded bumpers yesterday, and I also, you know, scheduled a bunch of stuff that needs to play during the event, and, you know, I did all this stuff to try to get ready, and anyway, so I did it, but today I had a whole bunch of more stuff to do, so I came home. And I have to admit, so we went to the gym, and I know I'm dieting, and I've lost almost 31 pounds. I know all of that, but I was really stressed, and work has been, well, work as usual is busy. I still had that guy here from India, and I just had so much to do. And so I'll admit that when I'm stressed, and I have so much to do, and I don't want to cook, and, you know, I'm on a diet, but I'm wanting to cheat on my diet, you know, et cetera, that I may or may not have gone, we may or may not have gone to Whataburger for dinner tonight. And so I know I shouldn't have, but my plan is, because I'm going to be driving all day on Thursday, my plan is just to take, basically just to take fruit with me. And eat fruit in the car. Fruit is 0 points. And I think if I eat fruit all day on Saturday, that I, you know, it won't be any big deal. I can make up for what I did today, right? So anyway, I hope that's what I can do. You know, tomorrow I'm going to be back on the diet. I am going to cook tomorrow. I'm going to sous vide some pork. Or I might make turkey spaghetti. I'm not sure. One of those two. But anyway, so I'm going to do something like that. And then on Saturday, like I said, my plan is to just simply eat fruit. And I hope between tomorrow going back on the diet and Saturday just eating fruit, because I normally would splurge on a Saturday, that I can make up for splurging today. Anyway, we'll see. But so yesterday, I recorded a couple of bumpers. And, you know, just did a bunch of stuff getting ready. And so hopefully that's all going to be okay. There was a sound on my computer. I hope you guys didn't hear that. But So today what I've been doing is, tonight what I've been doing is I scheduled, so I took the bumpers, because what this bumper was, it was for elevator music, and the reason for the elevator music was that I wanted to basically have something to play. So whenever a show disconnects, if another show hasn't connected, then one of the things to do, or one of the things that I need to do, is have something playing so we don't have dead air. And so last year, I know I said I did, you know, you're listening to the Pride 48 live streaming, you know, shoot, blah, blah, blah. And so I wanted to record something just for this year. And so that's what I did, worked on that last night. And I think I even let you guys hear what that sounded like, or kind of, you know, what I was doing. So I'm going to play a little bit of this. So this is the first one. This is the elevator bumper. And I'll just play a little bit of this.
You're listening to the Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. We appreciate your patience as the next show prepares to stream. We know you have choices for live streaming LGBT podcasting, and we are glad you have chosen us.
Anyway, so that's that. I tried it in several different voices. That was my most laid back, sexy sounding voice. And then I did one more that's also a long one that's advertising the New Orleans weekend. So here's a little bit of that one.
You're listening to the Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. Need more Pride 48? Want to meet your favorite podcasters in person? Well, we have just the thing. Join us this August 16th through the 18th in New Orleans, Louisiana for the Pride 48 Expo. Head to pride48.com and click on the events tab to register, book your room, and for more information.
Anyway, so that's that one, and I don't know, I sounded a little bit weird on that one, but I'm not going to go back and recut it because, I don't know, I sounded a little muffled or something. I'm not really sure what happened there. But anyway, so, and I made a shorter one of those because I'm going to play that as a bumper for my show, and just so, because I don't know, I mean, you never know if anyone's going to hear these, because it may be that, you know, everyone connects fine, there's no dead air. You know, so I'm going to play at least the New Orleans ad at least once or twice so that, you know, so that it actually gets heard. But sorry if I was a little bit rambly at the beginning. I'm a little discombobulated because I have all this stuff going on, and I wanted to get out a show. And, you know, I've been worried about relationship because they were having issues getting their microphones set up, and you know, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if they finished getting their microphones set up or, you know, whatever, because they emailed. I told them, you know, I can meet with you. I even offered to meet with them tonight, even though I said 5 p.m. today was the last time to test the stream. But I said, you know, if you need help, let me know. I'll meet with you. And, you know, they emailed me back and just asked a question, but they never said they needed help. So maybe they're really technical and, you know, it's not a problem, but we'll see. And if you're listening to this relationship, we would love to help you and even stream for you if you need it. But just want to put that out there. I'm excited about the weekend. I'm going to listen to hopefully every show, or at least 99% of the shows. And there is one or two new ones on there. Relationship has never streamed with us. And the BSP, I believe, Believer Skeptic podcast, they've never streamed with us. So, and I know I'm probably going to forget someone, but I'm not looking at the entire list. So it is what it is. Oh, I have one more confession. No, I'm not even going to make that confession. I just didn't eat well tonight. Let's just put it at that. I didn't eat well tonight, and I'm a little bit guilty about that. And I had to brush Sydney because, I don't know, somehow Mark always arranges it where the night before her bath, it's my turn to brush her. And we always have to do an extra good job brushing her on the night before a bath because we want to make sure she doesn't go to the groomer with any mats, any tangles in her hair. because the groomer, they don't do as good a job as we do. And we just don't want to have, when you give them a bath, you have to make sure that all the tangles and mats are out of the hair. Because if you don't, it'll be so much worse after that hair gets wet. And then sometimes you end up having to just cut them out or something like that. So I had to sit there for like 20 minutes and brush her and do her ponytail and all that kind of stuff. But I, you know, we should just get her shaved down so we don't have to brush her. But I really don't like, I don't like long-haired dogs with their hair shaved. I don't know. I really don't like that. And anyway, I had to do that and we worked out. And somehow tomorrow, I think I'm going to leave work early to get ready for Pride 48 starting tomorrow night, because I really do need to go to the gym tomorrow, because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to fit it in on Saturday. And so I think, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to have to leave work early and then go to the gym and then, you know, come home and make spaghetti or whatever it is that I'm going to make and be ready to be in the chair by 8:15, 8:10, 8:15, which the opening show is at 8:30. So we'll see what happens, but either way, I'm going to be in the chair and ready to go for the opening show, so we can kick that off and then have Big Fatty at 9 o'clock. And I hope you guys are all excited, and I hope you're going to be in the chat room with us, because it's going to be a great weekend, and we're going to, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to, in the closing show, we're going to talk a little bit about New Orleans, and that's going to be fun as well. New Orleans is going to be great, so I'm really looking forward to it. All right, everyone. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts and Q over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys tomorrow and then again on Saturday for my 150th show on the Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.